My granny's that. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the influence of Diogenes Smith lingers on in Pine Ridge. The other day, while cleaning out the feed room, the old fellows ran across the printing press that the now-reformed Diogenes used in his counterfeiting business, and immediately Lum decided that they should take up printing as a sideline. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library, proudly showing Abner the results of his first printing efforts, some statements for their store.
There they are, Abner. They're all done.
Huh?
Don't they look like real genuine professional deals?
Now, let's see them. I told you they do, Lon. Well, them things look might not like the bills of wholesale houses all the same.
Well, I sort of patterned these after them from the wholesale house. They look official, don't they?
Oh, my, yes. Well, are we going to send these out to all our customers now?
Well, to all them that ain't paid their bills. Like Squire and Mose Moose and some of them that's owed us money for years and years.
Yeah. Well, reckon this will get them to pay what they owe us?
I don't know. Or it'll do some good, though. These bills is awfully impressive.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I'd stamp that rubber stamp on there that says please with the tears rolling down his face.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I know that always gets me when they send me one of them.
Yeah, it makes a fella sort of sad to look at him. Well, sure, them things is impressive, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah. And it's something the government wants us to do, too.
The government?
Yeah, they want everybody to pay up all their old bills. Leastways, all the ones they can pay, of course.
Sure.
Get themselves out of debt. And that ain't a bad idea, either.
Oh, no, Tom. Say, I was just looking at these bills, Lon. I believe you never printed them right. Look here, these is for a store in some other town.
Well, there ain't no such a thing.
There, done it. Look here, it says, Jot 'em Down Store in Lowbury, Pone Roads, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, what's a Lowbury and where's Pone Roads?
That's Library.
Huh?
In Pine Ridge. Just couldn't find no letter I's in that bunch of type dodge you had, so I had to use O's instead.
Uh-huh.
Started to use W's, and that made it worse than ever.
Yeah, no, I believe the O's better than a W in there.
I don't think nobody will take much notice to that, though, Emmer.
Well, I don't know. It don't look just right to me. Folks are liable to drive clean to Pone Roads to pay their bills if they get these.
Well, how can you? There ain't no such place.
There ain't?
Why, of course not, silly.
Well, doggy, that's going to make it worse than ever then, Lon. They'll start out hunting for that town, they'll drive and drive and spend all their money for traveling instead of paying it to us for their bill.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Why, they might be gone for weeks or even years. Because we might not never see none of them again, you know it?
Abner, there ain't no such a thing as that gonna happen, so just stop worrying.
Well, I don't know. It's awful liable to happen. You take a stubborn feller, well, like old Grandpappy Spears. Once he starts out hunting for a town, he won't never give up till he finds it, Mom.
When did you ever hear of Grandpap looking for a town and not giving up?
Well, I never did hear of him doing just that, but as stubborn as he is, you know him. Again, he gets the idea in his head there ain't no one thing in this world that'll get it out.
That outcaps anything I ever heard. You talking about somebody else getting some idea in his head and nobody being able to get it out again. There's any one feller that's... Well, wait a minute. I ain't going to get onto that subject again.
Well, just the same, Lon.
Abner, this discussion is ended. Finished. Yeah. We're through with it. Get out the account book and we'll start making out these bills.
Account book?
Yeah, you know, the one where we write down what folks owe us.
Oh, the Squire account book, yeah.
Yeah, that. Bring it over here and set it on the library table. This would be a good place to work right here.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Sue. We're about to do this thing now. Oh, here it is, right here, yeah.
Hey, we ought to started this bill idea a long time ago, you know what, Abner?
Yeah.
He's on the way to do business. Be systematic about everything.
Yeah, well, where do you want this now? Right here, is this all right for it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, you sit there and read off the names and how much they owe, and I'll make out the bills.
Yeah, sure. I'll see you now.
It's going to start bringing us in a lot of money, you know that?
Oh, bound to. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let's see. First of them is Ulysses S. Quincy. Owes $4.92.
All right. Ulysses. Wait a minute, Abner. better skip that one.
Skip it?
Yeah, I'm right not sure Ulysses ain't got the money to pay this right now. We'll send him a bill some other time.
I thought you said we was going to be systematics about this.
Well, we're, but... Well, you know how things have been going out to the Quincy's place. His woman's been down sick and all.
Yeah, I know Aunt Charity Spears went out there the other day and sat with her for a while.
Yeah, better just strike off that $4, Abner. And send him a nice basket of groceries out to the Quincy's this afternoon.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll take it out when I make the delivery today. Yeah, just scratch that right off of there right now. Yeah.
What's the next name on the book there?
Well, let's see. The... Oh, Masters. Oh, Grandpa Masters. Yeah. $3.14.
Hmm.
When's he going to make out the bill?
I don't know. I sort of hate to push Grandpa Masters for the money, Abner. Might make him feel self-unconscious about coming in here. Besides, he's awful faithful about paying what he can on his bills, even if it is just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he pays what he can, yeah. Well, you think I ought to sort of just, cross this and off?
Yeah, better cross that and off, too.
Yeah,
what's the next
one? Let's see, next is, wait a minute, I reckon we'll have to move from here on.
Have to move?
Yeah, here comes Grandpa. He gets awful mad again. He comes in here and finds somebody sitting in his favorite place at the library's table.
Well, let him get mad. This ain't his table. Belongs to us.
Yeah, but he claimed this is a free public library, and he's got a right to sit here. He always points to that free public library sign we put up over there every time I argue with him.
We might have to take that sign down.
Yeah.
Cause more arguments than ever will. Morning, Grandpa.
Good morning, Grandpa.
Honey. Yeah, you have to count me out this year, Lum. You just have to do it.
Count you out?
Yep. Won't seem like old times, but I can't see no other way out of it. No, you just have to count me out, Lum.
What are you talking about? Count you out of what, Grandpa?
Why, my regular job, counting ballots at the voting polls.
Oh.
County elections are coming up this fall, you know.
Yeah. But is that all that's troubling you?
Well, why can't you be there for the elections, Grandpa? You going to be out of town and taking a trip or something?
See there, Long? Partner, I tell you, that fit right there. He's going out to hunt for that town Pone Roads. He's got his mind all made up. He'll be gone for months.
How's that, Abner? What'd you say?
Huh?
He never said nothing, Grandpa. Just tell me why you can't count ballots next fall.
Because I don't want to go again to give them in. Don't want to take no chance on getting thrown in the penitentiary.
Penitentiary? Doggy, what have you been up to now, Grandpa?
Well, nothing yet.
Huh?
Ain't you fellas seen the weekly paper?
No, I don't believe I have. Not this week, anyway.
Well, go down to Moe's Moose Barbershop and read them then. Just march yourself down there. There's an article in there that tells all about it.
All about what?
Why, about not making too much money this year.
Oh.
The government don't want nobody to make over $25,000.
$25,000?
Yes, sir. That's what it says. Wrote down there in black and ink.
Huh.
Well, for the land's sake, Grandpa, that ain't nothing for you to worry about. That ballot counting job never paid you more than $3.
Yeah, I know, but that $3 might be just enough to put me over the $25,000 mark.
For the land's sake.
No, I ain't gonna take no chances.
Fawn, Grandpa, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of my life. You never made $25,000 in your whole life put together if you've taken every nickel you ever made and all stacked it up together.
That's right, Grandpa.
Why, sure, Ted.
No, it'd just be my luck. It'd just be the year when I made that much.
Oh, sassy frass.
Don't you sassy frass me, Abner Peabody. I might strike it rich this year,
I'd love to see you do it.
I've been reading a book on this subject, and there's lots of ways of making that much money.
Sassy frass.
Abner Heshaw. We got work to do here. Go on, Grandpa. Well, what's the next name in the account book there?
Let's see. Craziest thing I ever heard of. Next one here. Oh, right here, yeah. Skimp. MK. Yeah, MK Skimp. 4 cans of tobacco. 60 cents.
That's one we ain't gonna cross off, I can tell you that right.
Oh, no. Well, there's a lot of other stuff here, too. No, don't cross him on.
I'll put 2 or 3 of them please signs on
there. Yeah, you better.
Can't take no chances, Lum. Be my luck to hit on some idea, bring me in $25,000, and then along come the election, and take my $3, and bingo, I'll be breaking the law.
Well, Prattle, prattle, Grandpap. You don't even know what that much money looks like. Fact is, you don't even know what...
I told you to hush up.
Oh, well.
What's the next name,
man? Oh, Swanda, goodness, silly size. Oh, it is Lucille Abernathy. Oh, Widder Abernathy. $1.23 for the Widder Abernathy. Yeah, I'll put that
on. I was reading about one idea where a fellow made himself over $500,000 in just a couple of weeks.
$500,000? Well,
of course, I can't use that idea because that's too much money.
I
got to keep my income under $25,000. Yes, sir. Just got to do it. That's all we are doing.
What's the next thing there, Evan?
Oh, let's see. Milford Spears. Oh, Grandpappy. $0.31 for you, Grandpappy.
Yes, sir. I don't know if it can or not, but I just got to keep her down to that $25,000 mark.
Yeah, you want to watch it.
Here, Grandpap, here's something that'll cut on your income. You can pay this bill.
Yes. It's a bill you owe us for $0.31. Look there, Milford Spears. You want to pay it now?
Oh, bill, huh?
Yes, sir.
How much did you say it was?
$0.31.
$0.31.
That's what it is. There it is. I tell you, you got the stuff, too. Don't argue about it.
$0.31, did you say?
That's what I said. You going to pay it or not?
Well,
are you going to pay it or not, Grandpap? We won't have to make out a bill if you'll pay us right now.
Mom?
Yeah?
Better count me in on my regular flexing job this fall, and I'll take care of that bill this fall.